take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife and business partner, Jan, we are your hosts of Auto Talk right here every Saturday at noon on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. So glad you're joining us. Hey, we've got a really good full hour program for you today. So come on in, sit down, and let's have a lot of fun talking about automotive. Both Jan and I, we are the owners and founders of Murphy's Auto Care, if you're not familiar with us or our company. Our company is in Beaver Creek on Dayton Xenia Road and in Centerville on North Main Street. And we are open at both locations Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. To serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. You can check us out, learn a whole lot more about our company, our history, at murphysautocare.com, or gosh, we'd love it if you'd follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. That'd be great. Also, every one of these programs is a podcast, so if you miss any part of the show, you can always go back to it. Just go to our website, murphysautocare.com, click on the blog tab, and you can find the show and listen to the show at your convenience. Now, I just want to remind you of one more thing, too. Remember, Murphy's Auto Care and Auto Talk, we're committed to your vehicle safety, and we mean that sincerely, to the safety of your vehicle, the safety of your family, the dependability of that vehicle, because we know from our experience over all the years, that's how you save money on a vehicle. So we together want to partner with you to help you both in this show on radio and on streaming here on Auto Talk, as well as in our shop each and every day. So check us out. That's our commitment to you. Hey, we got a ton of things to talk about, and I'm going to change up the format just a little bit of what we normally do. You know, normally I run into what's in the shop, and we're sort of going to talk about that today as well. But we got a couple of special features. But in this first half hour of the show today, I want to give you a little heads up. We're going to talk about some things on your vehicle that are very timely for the season we're in and the seasons we're getting ready to go in. So I think they're going to be very helpful to you in both keeping your vehicle safe, dependable, and saving you money. Just a lot of the basics, but I think it's important to get back to the basics always in anything you have. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to have a session there, just going to do some live stuff from a special event we were at this week at Sinclair Community College. So you don't want to miss any of that. It's all about the students there at Sinclair and the automotive program, if you're interested. But we'll go into more about that in the second half, I should say. And also, I'm adding a new special feature to Auto Talk, doing my best to come up with it. And we all talked about it in the shop, and we decided we're just going to call this, you just can't make this stuff up. It's the things we see, you know, the wonderful people we meet, and the things that sometimes happen to those wonderful people with their vehicles. But, you know, we do our best to get you through it, get them through it, I should say. And I'm going to do my best to at least share some of the story of those as we go forward in Auto Talks to come. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully you will too, and you won't miss any of that. So, all right, well, here we are. You know, we just moved into fall, right? We just passed that time of year. So we're in that season, we're out of summer. And some of the things that are on people's minds are probably getting their vehicles ready for the weather that might be coming. And we always, you know, do a lot of consulting every day in our shop. All of our service advisors are talking to all of our customers about what are the things that are important. Of course, our technicians are inspecting cars, and we're looking at that and seeing that. But really, there's about a handful of things, four or five things on your vehicle that always need to be in tip-top shape, and you have some awareness of them. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. And one of them are the tires on your vehicle. Another system on your vehicle is the brakes, the suspension and steering. We're going to talk about getting your car started with a good, strong battery, because we feel like that's really, really important. And then making sure some of the other miscellaneous things on your vehicle, like the lights, the horn, and the wipers, that you have awareness and you're paying attention to it so that you know these things might need maintenance, service, or replaced. So I'm just going to start off with the simple things. Back to the tires. First of all, we're heading into one of two of the very best months of the year to be considering replacing the tires on your vehicle. October and April are the very best months for consumers to replace their months. And the reason, or replace their tires, the reason for that is all tire manufacturers are anticipating that people in most parts of the country, as they see the seasons change, might want to be replacing their tires. So they come to market with much better pricing during the month of October. And they do the same thing in April, because then, of course, we're moving through spring and into the summer, and summertime driving is picking up. So if you can prepare and plan a little bit, those are the best times to get your tires replaced on your vehicle. So does your vehicle need tires? Well, do you know? Maybe not, right? What are some of the symptoms of tires that are failing? Well, certainly noises, shakes, vibrations, a tire pressure monitor light that's on your vehicle. These are all just the kind of the obvious ones. But I would challenge any one of you that are listening, you know, the next time you go out to your vehicle and you're getting ready to get in it, just give yourself a couple of extra minutes and walk around all four corners and just look at the tires on your car. Look and see if they all seem to have about the same level of a bulge at the bottom where they contact the road surface. Get used to knowing what that looks like when the tires are properly inflated. You know, if you're not certain about how to measure tires, well, the old test forever was to take a penny and put it in the tread upside down. And if you could see all of that president's head, well, then you need tires. Well, we're going to change that a little bit. You need to use a quarter, a little bit bigger diameter gauge or measurement tool. But that means, if you could with a penny, that means your tires have less than 2/32 of an inch of tread depth remaining. That's dangerous. That means those tires are worn out. If you use a quarter, you're typically, if you see that president's head, all of it, you're going to have 4/32 of an inch of tread depth remaining. And that at least gives you a heads up that you can go in, but you do need tires right away, all right? The reason is, there's been so much, of course, analytics and testing and research done over the last 20-some years by tire manufacturers, and it's a great thing. But the reality is that tires that have 4/32 of an inch of tread left or less, and I want to be clear about that, or less than 4/32, have a much higher chance or propensity to hydroplane or lose control on wet surfaces. So let's just all, I think, move forward and go, okay, 4/32 of an inch tread or less, you really need to consider replacing those tires. And it's a good thing, because we're coming into the month when it's a great time to get them replaced. You're going to be able to save some money at most all tire service centers, including at Murphy's Auto Care. So we're happy to talk to you about that and let you know about the rebates and consumer incentives to do that. One of the questions that always comes up when it comes to tires is, can you check the air in my tires? Of course, we do that for free all day long at both of our locations. If you don't know how to do that, don't worry. Drive right in. We have an air station that's right at the front and side of our buildings. One of our friendly staff is happy to come out and check those tires for you and give you some peace of mind if you're just not sure. If you got to do it yourself, how do you know how much air should be in those tires? Well, it's easy. Just open the driver's door, and what we call the B pillar, or the door jamb, there should be a sticker, usually in white with a red line around it, or sometimes with yellow sticker, but usually white with a red line around it. It talks about the tires that should be on your vehicle, the size, and it also tells you what the pressure should be to satisfy the tires, to keep them lasting a long time, and to make sure that your tire pressure monitoring system is operational and not showing you a light. So all you have to do is read that, air the tires up to that amount, and if you don't have a good tire gauge, I recommend you get one. Typically, a good tire gauge, you know, you may have to spend $10 to $20 to get one, but gosh, they'll save you that much easily on tire wear by just having a good gauge with you in the car. If you're pulling into our shops and to check your air, you're welcome to use air at our stations, our free air stations, and we have gauges on those hoses, so you're welcome to use that. But it's also, if it's just easier for you, come in, and we're happy to do it for you. So I really wanted to share that with all of you about tires, because we are coming to that time of the year. It's really important. And let's face it, tires are the only connection between you, your vehicle, and the road to maintain straight line steerability, to maintain good braking distances, to give you, you know, the ability to steer around hazards and accidents that you see in the road. So it's really important to have good tires. And tire technology has changed so dramatically over the last 30 to 40 years, but really in the last 10 years. So the old ideas we may have about tires and how long they last and what keeps them in good shape, you know, most of that has changed. Quite honestly, it has. Because vehicles are so sophisticated and their suspension systems, which was one of the other areas I really wanted to talk to you about, one of their suspension systems is also highly, highly sophisticated and very integrated into the vehicle's computer systems. And we have to take that into consideration when we're talking about tires, when we're talking about brakes, when we're talking about all of these systems, because they all talk to each other now via the network that's on board any modern vehicle that anyone drives. So let's take, for instance, the tire pressure monitoring system. That is an input to the processor. It's not only there to tell you when a tire is low, it's also an input for steering stability, ADOS, which is advanced driver safety systems that are on board that mean that the vehicle is going to be able to avoid different situations and help you steer around. So tire pressure monitoring is also integrated in that. Wheel speed sensors, which are usually in the wheel bearings or part of that wheel bearing, they're a part of that input. Brake pad sensors that are on the braking system. And of course, vehicles that are all electronic or electric steering, of course, have many sensors that are inputs to make this vehicle function correctly. But when we throw in the factor that we may have worn suspension parts, like worn suspension bushings, ball joints that are wearing or have now have more play in them, wheel bearings that have excessive play in the bearings, and it only takes a couple of thousandths of an inch, so it's not much to change the way that vehicle operates. All of these have to be factored in. And that's why we get so many, you know, we get questions all day long. And of course, I get emails from listeners and other folks from around the country asking me about, hey, this is a symptom with my car. What should I go get for it? Or what part should I replace? And my response is always, well, I wish I could tell you exactly what's wrong with it. But number one, no one can tell you that until they actually look at your vehicle and inspect the vehicle and look at all the systems to see how they integrate to make certain we're not just fixing a symptom, but we're actually fixing a root cause. And that's so, so critical. And even with suspension systems, you know, most folks think of diagnostics on vehicles as having to do with the check engine light, having to do with something that, you know, about the engine's not running properly. Maybe the emission controls, something's going wrong there. And yes, that's true. But folks, diagnostics on your vehicle has now moved into every system on your vehicle. It doesn't matter if it's the brakes, if it's the suspension, the steering, the cooling and heating, the air conditioning portion of the vehicle, everything, all of the audio systems, anything that you move or operate in your vehicle now requires diagnostics. So I don't think everybody really realizes that anymore because, you know, there's still this belief with a lot of folks that they're going to bring your vehicle in, we're going to plug your car into some magical box, and it's going to tell us what part to replace. That's not realistic. You know, we're going to talk a whole lot more about this. I've got to run to a really quick break. We'll be right back here with more Auto Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, everyone. Well, welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm your host today, Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek in Centerville. And if you're just joining us, come on in. We really appreciate it. We are going to jump right back into some of the topics that we were just talking about, or I was sharing with you, as far as As we're moving into the fall season, some of the things you really want to be aware of with your vehicle. But I want to take just a really quick second, just a couple of seconds. I just want to say thank you, first of all, to two of our sponsors, or the two sponsors of Auto Talk. Each and every Saturday, I want to say thank you to BG Products. If you're not familiar with BG Products, they are the professional's choice. They are only sold to professional automotive repair facilities so that they can be used in your vehicle to bring greater dependability and peace of mind to you, and also increase the value and life of your vehicle. So check it out. Go to bgprod.com. If you're not familiar with them, we use all of their products in our daily operations at Murphy's Auto Care. And there are other great distributors in town as well. Also, we want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash, you know, if you listen to Jan when she's on the show with me, she is a huge fan. I am too. We've known the Mike's Car Wash family now since they first came to the Dayton, Miami Valley area. And gosh, that's been over 10 years ago. But they are, in our mind, and I believe this is true, you'll believe it too, the premier auto and truck car wash here in the Valley. Four great locations, one in Beaver Creek, two in Centerville, one now in South Lebanon, Ohio. Just try out Mike's Car Wash. You will be completely satisfied, and they guarantee it. And go to their website, or I should say not Murphy's Auto Care. You want to go to mikescarwash.com, check it out. And the reason you want to go there, quite honestly, if you're not familiar with what they do and all of the great specials, I mean, you can save a ton of money almost every day of the week getting your vehicle washed with them. So check it out, because they have variable specials going on, and they do a tremendous amount for our community right here in the Miami Valley. So check it out, mikescarwash.com. Thank you so much to Mike's Car Wash for sponsoring Auto Talk. All right. We were, just before I took that last break, let's just kind of touch on some of the major systems on your vehicle that really are the ones you want to key in on right now. This time of year, we were talking about tires, kind of segued into the suspension systems, and I kind of got a little off track there, but I think it was important because all of these systems are now integrated on your vehicle. They are not standalone systems as they were many years ago on vehicles. And of course, all of us in the business, we are used to that. We know that. But quite honestly, most folks that drive their vehicles every day, hey, you got your life going on. You know the things you're good at and what you do. But that's why we're here at Auto Talk, to just help you understand more about your vehicle, so that when you do need service on your vehicle, or you're having it maintenanced or repairs made, you know, you feel more confident about it. And I think that's really important in any kind of service that all of us have done by any service provider, whatever that may be. So we're talking about that. We covered tires. We've covered suspension systems for the most part. And we were kind of starting to walk into diagnostics. But one last note on suspensions. You have about a week left with us at Murphy's Auto Care through the end of this month, September. We have a fantastic special going on right now to have the struts or shocks replaced on your vehicle. You buy one, you get the second one at half price. Folks, that's going to save you hundreds of dollars on really one of the best maintenance services you can get done on your vehicle. Check that out with us. Call us any day or go to murphysautocare.com. We've got to run to a real quick break. I'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back, everyone, to Auto Talk. Hey, I'm Dave Murphy, along with my wife, Jan, and we are your hosts of Auto Talk each and every Saturday. Glad you're back for the second half of the show. I've got a ton of things still that were on my list of things to chat with you about today that I think are very pertinent for the seasons we're moving into with your vehicles. But I do want to take a moment, and I just want to say thank you to all of you. You know, Auto Talk has been on the air here at WHIO on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend for many, many years. Jan and I, being the owners of Murphy's Auto Care, have been very blessed and honored to be behind the microphone here with you for just about 6 years now. So we want to say thank you to you for that. And thank you for joining us and hanging out and riding along. And whether you're listening to us, I should say, here on the radio, or you're tuning in and streaming, we appreciate that, because this is your program, all right? And it's really an audience participation program, if you didn't know that, which means if we're live, you can call us. If we're doing a pre-record, you can always reach out to me via our Facebook page, or you can just go directly to me at davidmurphysautocare.com. Ask me any question you have, and I promise I'll get back to you. So join us anytime there. If you also are new to the show, and this is your first half hour with us, I want to let you know Murphy's Auto Care, which is a company we are so proud to be founders of, has now been in business for just about 30 years. We started in Beaver Creek on Dayton Xenia Road, and the old Tom's Ohio, actually, Tom's Automotive. And we are also now in Centerville. We are on Main Street there at 100 North Main Street. So if you're in any of those communities or surrounding communities and you're looking for an automotive service provider, please consider us. We would appreciate that. We consider that quite an honor. It's easy to reach us. Just go to our website, murphysautocare.com, or you can Google automotive service or automotive repair or whatever you need done near me, and we're going to show up. You're going to see us. So check us out, find out more about us, and we appreciate you just spending the time with us today. Okay, so let me dive back in. So the earlier portion of our show, I really wanted to dedicate it to, as we move out of summer and we're moving into fall, and then, of course, you know, winter's after that, getting everyone's vehicles prepared for the upcoming weather and making sure they're dependable and safe as we do that. So we were speaking, and I was talking about tires, tire care, the symptoms, the things to look for. That's in the first half of the show. If you missed it, just jump on the podcast. It's right after the show. You can pick it up. And we were also just, you know, I was also kind of wandering through the whole suspension concerns and things that need to be looked at. But my point there, and still is, that, you know, your tires are the only thing you have between you and not stopping your vehicle or not getting your vehicle going, getting out of the way. So it's so important to make sure you have really good tires on any vehicle. And I just want to share this point again with everybody. The minimum tread depth on a vehicle's tires to keep that vehicle safe is 4/32 of an inch. It's real simple to check, and if you don't have any way to do it, you know, the old way to do it quickly is just take a quarter out of your pocket if you actually have one of those, stick it in the tread depth between what's called the sipes or the lugs, put it in the sipe, and you know, if you can see all of that president's head, then those tires are 4/32 or less, and it's time to get in and get tires. Well, the reason I felt like this was a great show to talk about it was because in October, everybody really gets serious about saving you money on tire pricing. So talk to your automotive service provider, wherever you go, buy the very best tires you can afford. They last longer. But you also want to make sure that your vehicle is being inspected and that the rest of the systems on your vehicle that actually help your tires last a long time and give you the best service are in good shape. And those things are the things are typically your suspension, your steering components, your wheel bearings. Touched on it briefly earlier in the show, but I still felt like, you know, it was worth bringing it back up here because I wanted to reiterate it. And also because still for about another week yet at Murphy's Auto Care's both locations, we have a tremendous, we do it seasonally special that will save you a bunch of money. I mean, hundreds of dollars on having the struts and or shock absorbers on your vehicle replaced. If you've got over 50,000 miles on your vehicle is likely a candidate to have those replaced. And they are the key component that keeps your tires in good shape, gives you much less stopping distance, makes your car handle better, and helps all of the integrated systems on your vehicle work properly and make the right calculations if, in fact, you have to make a panic stop or, you know, allow your vehicle to help you steer around something. So it's really, really important. Most folks don't and aren't aware of when their shocks and struts are failing. They typically only have a life expectancy of 50 to maybe 70,000 miles. And that higher range is typically on a better, higher quality original equipment unit that's on more of a luxury vehicle or a high-end vehicle. So you know what kind of vehicles you drive. Just think about it. But if you've got tire wear, if you've got noise from your tires, it may not be because you've got bad tires or you didn't rotate them. It may be because your shocks and struts aren't holding the tires on the ground, on the pavement, consistently, and literally allowing that tire assembly to skip and come up off of the ground, or off of the pavement, I should say, which now causes flat spots, which turns into a noise on your tires, which you hear audibly. If you know, everybody hears at different frequencies, but we see a lot of vehicles with tires on them that have flat spots worn on them that is really the result of bad shocks, bad struts. So, you know, if you don't remember all that, no problem. The simplest thing is just go to our website, murphysautocare.com, make a quick appointment to just stop by. Any one of our friendly staff will go for a ride with you. They'll quickly look at your tires. They'll tell you if your vehicle actually needs them or not. It's simple to do. It's not hard. And if your vehicle is a candidate for them, hey, they'll give you a quote to get it done. And I think you'll find that the special we have right now, which is a buy one, the second one is half price. That's like a deal nobody else can offer you. It'll save you a ton of money. It'll get your vehicle running more dependably, much more safely, and save the life of the tires on your vehicle. So that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about on shocks and struts. So the overall theme of the show was, though, that we want to talk about four or five key things that you really ought to be paying attention to as this time of year, which was tires, which was suspension, shocks and struts. Also, the battery in your vehicle. Batteries, just so you know, in this region of the country, last about 36 to 40 months. Just that's the average. Most batteries are still out under the hood. There are quite a few vehicles, though, that also have batteries located either up in the fender, it's a little more protected, or even in the trunk or in the passenger compartment. Those batteries can tend to last a little longer because they're just in more of a controlled environment. They're more protected, but not always. But if your battery's in that range, if it's over 3 years old, your vehicle is getting close to being at the end of the life for that battery. And batteries cause so many, weak batteries cause so many problems, including erroneous and random check engine lights, because they're not supporting all the systems that require the electricity and the current from them. So if you don't know how to check your battery, no problem. I thought I'd tell you about it real quick. If you can find your battery, open the hood, look at it, and if it doesn't have a bunch of green fur growing all over it, which is an indicator there's a problem, then look at the date. Usually there's a date on it. Hopefully whoever replaced your battery the last time, there's usually a little calendar, 12 months on there, and hopefully they punched out the month and then a corresponding year as to when that battery was replaced. That doesn't mean when it needs to be replaced, like an oil change sticker. It's when it was replaced. If you don't have that on your battery, a lot of times on the sides of batteries, there'll be a white or yellow or green or red circular sticker that'll actually have the manufacturing date on that battery. If you can see that maybe with a light or with a mirror, sometimes you got to stick a little mirror down there, or unfortunately, some of these batteries are completely covered, so it's hard to tell. And the best bet is then to take it to whoever you trust for service, and hopefully they can tell you quickly. But if your battery is, like I said, over 3 years old, then it's time to really be aware, at least. And we see so many problems with vehicles that are all related back to just a weak battery that should have been replaced. Why do batteries not get replaced in a timely fashion? Well, a lot of service providers don't test and check your battery every time they see your vehicle. We at Murphy's Auto Care, we operate very much like a doctor does. You know, you go to the doctor, they're going to weigh you, they're going to check your height, they're going to do some take your temperature, some very basic tests every time they see you. And the reason you do that is they're looking for, is there any kind of a change? Well, when we see your vehicles, we do something similar. We give it a health check, and we test. Part of that health check is testing the battery every time. We look at it, we take photographs of it, and if you are one of our clients, you know that, because we do a digital vehicle inspection, that you get to see the pictures of and see the results and see our recommendations. But the battery in your vehicle is key, and I just can't stress it enough, and it's so many times leaves people stranded, it surprises them. And you know, a lot of times, like I mentioned, we see vehicles with erroneous check engine lights that are misdiagnosed many times for a lot of reasons, when it's really just a basic, we don't have a good enough battery in this vehicle. So get it checked. If you know how to check it, great. If not, take it to an automotive service professional And I'll say that because a lot of issues get missed when these vehicles go to parts stores that their business is selling parts. So they'll sell you a battery, and some of them will even be kind enough and install it. But that's not the end of the story. A lot of these vehicles now have to be programmed after that battery is installed so that the processor that controls the alternator knows the battery is not the old battery, because it's playing a different game if it thinks it's the old battery, all right? So there's more to it than just disconnecting the cables and pulling the clamps off and pulling that battery out and putting a new one in it. I hate to tell you that, but there is. And that's the reason there's professional automotive service providers. So hopefully you have one, take your vehicle to them, but get the battery checked. So we've gone down the list. It's tires, it's suspension, it's batteries. And, you know, I think one of the things that I really felt like I thought about this during the break, we need to talk about fuel mileage and fuel consumption and fuel in general in your vehicle, because we're going to see fuel change here from summer to winter fuel. And there is a difference. And if you have a vehicle that, you know, you don't drive very much, get it out, drive it, and get a fresh tank of fuel in it. But not to mention, you want to make sure you don't lose your, you know, lose fuel mileage. And typically, because we go to winter fuel blends, a lot of people will notice a slight drop in fuel mileage. And it's just because of the volatility of the fuel has to change. So it's a natural thing to happen. Most modern vehicles compensate for that to some degree. But if you've noticed your vehicle now gets 2, 3, 4 miles per gallon less than it used to get, that's really more of an indicator that your vehicle is probably overdue for some maintenance. And it could be the basics. It could be changing the oil in the engine. It could be changing the fluids in the rest of the extraneous components. It could be changing the spark plugs and replacing the boots, spark plug boots and the coils in some cases. It could be changing the filter for the engine air filter. It could be cleaning the injectors. There's a number of things that can cause it. It could be also as simple as you're just carrying a lot more weight in your vehicle now than you used to for some reason. Maybe you changed, got a new job, you're doing whatever. But there's things to consider, and that's what a professional automotive service provider will talk to you about and help figure out and then correct the problem if it's really a problem. So fuel mileage, keep that top of mind, because we are headed into that time of year where it can drop. And if you can't figure it out and you need some help, there's always Auto Talk. You can send me an email at dave@murphysautocare.com, or you can just go to murphysautocare.com and bring your vehicle in and we'll get it in and take care of it. I'm going to run to a really quick break, and when I come back, we'll wrap things up. And thanks so much for hanging in here with us. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Gosh, I can't believe, you know, it's... never fails. I wonder where the time goes, but we're almost having a great time. You're listening to Auto Talk. I'm your host each and every Saturday right here on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. My name's Dave Murphy, and along with my wife, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and Centerville. Check us out at murphysautocare.com and find out a lot more about our company. We've been in business for almost 30 years, and we're here to serve you and your family each and every day with great automotive service. So check it out. Anyways, as we wrap this up, I want to take a second. I just want to say thanks again to two of our sponsors, BG Products. BG has sponsored Auto Talk from day one, and we certainly consider them a tremendous partner in our business each and every day with all of their fantastic products that extend the warranty for you on your vehicle as you have the fluids changed, as well as other services done. So thanks to BG. We also want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash, four great locations. Truly the home of a professional auto wash, I should say. Tremendous wash choices and always great savings. Go to mikescarwash.com, check it out. They have been also a sponsor of Auto Talk from day one. Please check out Mike's Car Wash. Keep your car clean. You will be happy, and so will your car. So we've been talking a little bit about our theme here for the show, the program, I should say, going forward. We're going to talk about it in shows coming up. just getting helping you all get your vehicles prepared and ready for the changing seasons as we're moving into them. And one of the biggest safety systems, one of the most common services any service repair place provides, is brake service. And there's of course a lot of different perspectives on servicing brakes, inspecting brakes, and what should be done, and so forth. But when it comes to a professional perspective, I highly recommend that you have a great relationship with somebody that knows what they're doing. If you don't, give us a call, give us a check out online. But I want to share with you as we move into the next month, if your vehicle's due for brakes and you need a brake inspection, we're doing brake inspections at no charge during the month of October. So you'll want to check that out. We'll talk more about it. But also during that month, we will be, along with you, supporting National Breast Cancer Awareness Month and running a tremendous fundraiser that helps folks right here in the Miami Valley, matter of fact, at the Kettering Cancer Center. So we're going to do a fundraiser for that with your help. You're going to get free brake pads on your vehicle, and we're going to donate 10% of all of the proceeds from our brake services to the Kettering Cancer Center in the month of October. So if your vehicle's due for brakes, or you think it is, get online, go to murphysautocare.com, schedule your vehicle now for a brake inspection, and together we will help fight those that are struggling from cancer, right? Or we will help those with their fight for cancer, I should say, as many, many people are touched by that here in the Miami Valley. So check it out. October is the time to help folks as well. Got a couple things to say here real quick. We really, truly are intent on helping you. We're here to partner with you, to help you with your vehicle. We're also here to make the automotive service experience a great one for you. So check us out, murphysautocare.com. Something a lot of people don't know, don't realize, is that at both of our locations, we have a concierge service. It's free to everyone. And part of that is a free ride home and pick up back from your home, a ride to the office, wherever that may be, will come get you. If your vehicle's at home or at your office, just let us know. We're happy to just come pick it up, bring it in, service it, bring it back to you. That's how we believe service should be. And we want it to be convenient always. So I'll leave you with that thought. Thank you so much for following us today here on Murphy's Auto Care, or I should say on Auto Talk with Murphy's Auto Care. I'm your host, Dave, along with my wife, Jan. We'll be talking to you next week. Most of all, make it a safe weekend. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy time with your family. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.